Blog Talk Radio.
Inside MLB, your host, Benson Sackdell, will be giving their All-Star Ballots and player predictions if the season were to end today. Fans, remember, you too can be a part of the show if you call in at 516-666-9990 or enter a chat at www.blogtalkradio.com/InsideMLB. And we're going to start out with our All-Star Game, nominees and who we think will be going for each week. So for American League first baseman, I'm giving the nod to Miguel Cabrera. For the National League first base, I was in between Adrian Gonzalez and Anthony Rizzo, but in the end, Adrian Gonzalez is just the better player. And then for second baseman in the American League, I have no doubter Jason Kipnis from Cleveland Indians. He's just great second baseman. He's showing off right now. It's just amazing what he's doing for the Indians. And then in the National League second baseman race, I am going to have to take Dee Gordon. At 420 average, are you kidding? You can't ever underlook that. And that's my main reason why I'm bringing Dee Gordon. And then now for American League shortstop, I mean, there's Jose Iglesias, Mark Semien, Aramis Ramirez. I mean, but in the end, I just have to go with Mark Semien and this one with the Oakland Athletics. From the National League shortstop, I mean, there are so many great players. Freddy Galvis, stud that's coming out for the Phillies. You have Zach Kuzer, who's a steady, is bad coming back for the Reds. You have Brandon Crawford, last year, great in the playoffs. Gene Segura on the Brewers, who are struggling right now. You also have Ian Desmond at the Nationals. But in the end, I mean, I just think that you have to go with Brandon Crawford because he has 6 home runs, 25 RBIs. You can't ever underlook that as a shortstop. So that's why he is going to Cincinnati. All right, and now for the third baseman in the American League. I mean, there are great candidates like Moustakas, Luis Albuena, Josh Donaldson, I mean, Manny Machado, and Adrian Beltre. So you have all these candidates. I mean, to decide one, I mean, it probably would be Josh Donaldson for me, 307 average, 8 home runs. That's where he's convinced me, 25 RBIs there too. So, Josh Donaldson, you're going to Cincinnati. For the National League, third baseman, I mean, there are great candidates, Jeremy Lin, 414, Todd Frazier, 12 home runs, Chris Bryant, 24 ribbies, Todd Frazier, also 6 stolen bases, and then Martin Cotto is doing great too, but in the end, Todd Frazier, I think, will win the hometown votes. And now it's time for the catcher position. I have no doubt here Steve Vogt just blew everybody out, in my opinion. For National League catcher, I have to go with this candidate of Wilson Ramos, Derek Norris, but in the end, I mean, the best catcher has to be Buster Posey. He just does everything right for the National League all the time. Now, for the designated hitter in the obvious American League, and I mean, it really isn't a slam dunk for me with Nelson Cruz. I mean, I was debating a little bit with Kendrick Morales, but Nelson Cruz is a slam dunk for the designated hitter for the National League. Now, for the outfield, I mean, there are great candidates, just Michael Brantley, obviously Eulio Garcia, Adam Jones, there's Hanley Ramirez, Josh Reddick, Jacoby Ellsbury, and Mookie Betts, but, I mean, Michael Brantley, you're going to Cincinnati, Hanley Ramirez, you're going to Cincinnati, Josh Reddick, you're going to Cincinnati. So those are my three outfielders. Sorry, going to Cincinnati. For the National League, Hunter Pence, you're going to Cincinnati. 500 average, are you kidding? Bryce Harper, you're going to Cincinnati. 14 home runs. And finally, Giancarlo Stanton, you're going to Cincinnati with 36 RBIs. So these are my guys for my All-Star in the American League. Catching as Steven Vogt for playing first base, Miguel Cabrera at second, Jason Kipnis at short, Mark Semien at third, Josh Donaldson in left field, Michael Brantley in center, Josh Reddick in right field, Tony American DH, and Nelson Cruz. For the National League, playing catcher, Buster Posey at first, Adrian Gonzalez at second, Dee Gordon at shortstop, Brandon Crawford at third, Todd Frazier in left, Giancarlo Stanton in center, Bryce Harper and in right, Hunter Pence. And now it's time for our playoff predictions. Who do we think will we take the playoff teams that wouldn't make it right now, even the war to end today, we put them into this, and we see who comes out on top. So we're going to go through them, and we're going to start with the American League wild card. Right now it would be the Detroit Tigers going up against the Minnesota Twins. And, I mean, I probably have to take the Detroit Tigers here, and they're a pretty good team. The other team here, and it's just, in my mind, the best way to go. So Detroit wins. Then you go to Houston. The Houston Astros going up against the Detroit Tigers. I think Houston wins this series by a fair amount. And then we have Kansas City and the New York Yankees, which I think would be a great series. But in the end, I think the Royals would prevail. And then the AL Championship Series, we have the Houston Astros going up against the Kansas City Royals. And probably, I mean, not the greatest, but besides the Royals-Yankees series, I think this is going to go to seven. But the Royals will prevail and go to the World Series once again. In the National League wild card, the Chicago Cubs going up against the Washington Nationals. I think the Cubs will win that series game, I mean. And then St. Louis going up against the Cubs. I mean, you have to pick St. Louis here. They're just the better team. And you have Los Angeles and Dodgers winning this series by a landslide. And then Dodgers-Cardinals, I mean, and the Dodgers winning again in a big margin. And the World Series, Los Angeles-Dodgers going up against Kansas City Royals. I just have to go with the Dodgers. They're a better team. They will prevail. I mean, even though they haven't had the recent playoff success that you'd like to see out of a powerhouse of themselves like they are, you still have to go with the better team. And right now, the better team in baseball is Los Angeles Dodgers. I mean, this offseason, they have revamped themselves with getting their new GM in and getting rid of Matt Kemp, getting better chemistry and morale without the clubhouse. I mean, that's why they're doing so well right now. And that's why I think they will do better in the playoffs compared to what they did last year and the year before, when they were expected to go all the way. It's Clayton Kershaw being the lead with how well he did in the regular season and then not doing what he needed to do in the playoffs, which is a little bit disappointing. Los Angeles Dodgers, not fans for the Dodgers who expected them to, obviously, as I said, basically win it all, but they did lose to the Cardinals, and I mean, it's disappointing, I guess, if you were to be a Dodger fan. On this day in baseball history in 2004, at the age of 40, softball Randy Johnson becomes the oldest pitcher ever throw a perfect game when the Diamondbacks beat the Braves 2-0. The big unit joins Cy Young, Jim Bunning, Hideo Nomo, and Illinois is the only heroes with no-hitters in both leagues and creates the longest time span between no-nos, having first accomplished the feat against the Tigers in June of 1990. And now it's time for our baseball joke of the day. Warped Wiseman orders. Why is it called the World Series if only North American teams can play? And now, fans, it's time for the random player of the day. You can call on at 516-666-9990 or enter our channel at www.blogparkradio.com/InsideMLB with your guesses on the random player of the day and see if you can strike gold, be the first player ever to get it. And, I mean, just a prize that I think you'll have if you do win the random player of the day. And so the first clue is he is a Braves, Atlanta Braves pitcher. His middle name is Charles. He bats right, throws right, height 6'3", weight 215 pounds. born October 10th, 1990 in Houston, Texas. High school, Brownwood High School. Drafted by the St. Louis Cardinals in the first round of the 2009 amateur draft. Signed August 17th, 2009. Debut September 5th, 2012 versus New York Mets. 2-inning stretch, 1 hit, 4 strikeouts, no walks, no earned runs. Rookie status. Exceeded rookie limits during 2013 season. Kings, Cardinals, Braves. 2012 to 2015. 2015 contract status. Signed in 2015, 1 year, $535,000. Service time, 2.030. Arbitration eligible, 2016. Free agent, 2019. CAA Sports is his agent. His number for the Cardinals is 40, and his turn number for the Braves is 72-516-666-9990. Or enter our channel at www.blogtalkradio.com/MLBCentral. With your guesses for the random pair of it. Now it's time for the All-Star Game debate. Bronx duo making bid for NL outfield. Blackman Dickerson continue franchise tradition of Purdue. We will be doing daily All-Star Game debates until balloting ends on July 2nd. We will frequently be pitting one player against another and have Will Ryan make a case for one of them. But that doesn't mean there aren't any other great candidates for that position. In fact, your comments could spark a new debate for us to tackle. So let us know what you think. Dante Bichette to Larry Walker to Matt Holliday to Carlos Gonzalez. The Rockies have always had stellar outfielders, and that's going to change. Even though Bichette and Walker have retired, Holliday is now in St. Louis, and Gonzalez got off to a slow start this season. Corey Dickerson and Charlie Blackman stepped up to carry on the tradition of Rockies all-star outfielders. The Rockies representative at the 2015 Midsummer Classic could well come down to one of these two outfielders, which is no surprise considering the franchise's history. Think about it. Rockies outfielders have accounted for 17 of the 42 All-Star selections in the franchise's history, and Holliday, Walker, Bichette, and Gonzalez combined to make 8 of the 16 All-Star starts by a Rockies player. Walker made a franchise-best 4 starts. Bichette, in addition to a start in 1996, was reserved in 94, 95, and 98. Holliday started in 2008 after being a reserve in 06 and 07. Walker was a National League starting right fielder in 97 and 99, center fielder in 98, and field was starting designated hitter role in 2001. Gonzalez was the DH in 12 and left fielder in 13. And there was also reserved for Ellis Burks in 1996, Jeffrey Cammons in 2000, Preston Wilson in 03, Brad Hoff in 2009, Michael Kadire in 2013, and Blackman a year ago. This year, Dickerson and Blackman. Both of them had amateur ambitions of pitching in the big leagues, or each making a run in the All-Star assignment in 2015. Blackman chose to pitch in summer college ball in Arlington, with a sore arm and told, and was instead told by his manager, former big league outfielder Rusty Greer, that he was an outfielder. Things went so well that summer that when Blackman showed up in fall at Georgia Tech, the position change became permanent. He gives the Rockies a catalyst at the top of the line, and he's an above-average center fielder. Which is important given the amount of ground he has to cover at Coors Field. Blackman has shown plus power of a top of the lineup bat, who went in the Sunday hitting .289 now with 13 extra base hits, 3 behind Will Myers of the Padres for the NL among leadoff hitters. Blackman had 15 runs scored and 14 driven in. Dickerson was a prime pitching prospect in high school, where he suffered a shoulder injury his junior year, underwent surgery and cut the rehab short because he had to report to camp for his high school football team. Leon never came all the way back, but his bat ended up being his ticket to the big leagues. Given the focus he on offense in the All-Star game, Dickerson was seen to have an edge. He went into Sunday hitting .312 with 5 doubles, 2 triples, 5 home runs, 15 RBIs, 15 runs scored, and 16 RBIs. My bet. And that's despite a lingering call with Spencer Fusciati. Those numbers, however, tell only part of the story. The left handed hitting Dickerson to hit .298 against right handers, my bad, and .360 against left handers. At 29 starts, he has found himself spotted into every spot in the starting lineup, except 4th, 8th, and 9th. He has also hit .488 with runners in scoring position, including .583 with 2 outs. Blackman and Dickerson are both putting together seasons that show they are capable of carrying on the Rocky tradition of all-star outfielders. Fans can cast their votes for starts at MLB.com and all 30 club sites on their computers, tablets, and smartphones using the 2015 Eastern's MLB All-Star Game ballot until Thursday, July 2nd at 11:59 p.m. Eastern. For the first time, voting is exclusively online, where fans may submit up to 35 ballots. Fans may also receive the ballot by texting vote to 89269 in the U.S. or 10101 Canada, or text VOTA for a ballot in Spanish. Message and data rates may apply. Up to 5 messages. No purchase required. Reply stop to cancel. Reply help for info. Following the announcement of the 2015 All-Stars, be sure to return to MLB.com and cast your 2015 Eastern's MLB All-Star Game final vote to the final player for each week's All-Star roster on Tuesday, July 14th. Watch the 2015 All-Star Game live on Fox and join the game with MLB.com to submit your choice for the Ted Williams Most Valuable Player Award, presented by Chevrolet via the 2015 MLB All-Star Game MVP vote. MLB.com will provide extensive online coverage of the All-Star Week festivities. The 86 All-Star Game will be televised nationally by Fox and Canada by Rogers Sportsnet and RDS, and worldwide by partners in more than 200 countries. The MLB's international independent feed, ESPN Radio and ESPN Radio Deporte, provide national coverage of the All-Star Game. MLB Network and Series XM will also provide comprehensive All-Star Week coverage. For more information, please visit allstargame.com. And now we're going to break, but when we do come back, we will be joining the show yours almost known.
Nobody without telling me. Sunglasses and Advil. Last night was mad real. Sun coming up 5 a.m. I wonder if they got cabs still. Think about the girl in all leopard. Who was rubbing the wood like Kiki Shepherd? Two tattoos, one red, no apologies. The other said love is cursed by monogamy. That's something that the pastor don't preach. That's something that a teacher can't teach. When we die, the money we can't keep. But we probably spend it all because the pain ain't cheap. Preach.
Human beings in a mind. What's a mind to a king? What's a king to a god? What's a god to a non-believer? Who don't believe in anything?
back on Inside MLB. Miller left to ponder one pitch and no attempt. Chance at history fades with two outs and nine. As Braves pitcher Shelby Miller and A.J. Pierzynski met in front of the mound at the conclusion of Saturday's Sunday afternoon 6-0 win. Over the Marlins, the half-hearted smiles he displayed elicited both frustration and satisfaction. For the second time this month, it worked to fashion a shutout, but the long-lasting memories of this gym will focus on the fact that Miller's one-out shy of recording his first no-hitter before Marlins first baseman Justin Moore. At least the first pitch, 95-mile-per-hour fastball, of the no for a two-out single in the ninth. I haven't looked at the video, but I'm assuming the fastball ran right back over the middle, Miller said. He put a good swing on it, and it hit right back up the middle. I wish it would have finished differently, but at the same time, you got to accept a ballgame like that. Once Ford drove the excitement starting the historic bid, the Gordon recorded an infield single before Miller concluded his 94-pitch masterpiece by giving Martin Prado to pop out second baseman Jace Peterson in short right field. The two-hit shutout left the Braves right hand with a major league best ERA, 1.33. He was pretty locked in, Pearsonski said. He pretty much just made one mistake. It was the guy who got the hit. He tried to go in and wanted to throw off the plate, but he threw it right down the middle. Those things happen, and stinks. But Shelby pitched a great game. This sentiment echoed many of those Pearsonski has recently expressed about Miller, who has surrendered just 8 hits in the 25 innings he has completed through this month's first 3 starts. The 24-year-old pitcher has proven to be even better than the Braves could have expected. When they targeted him as a primary return in the November trade, they sent Jason Hayward to the Cardinals. Miller had just totaled 89 pitches and faced a minimum before Bora recorded his single. He threw first pitch strikes to 24 of the 30 batters he faced and encountered just 2-3 ball counts, including the one that led to Marcelo Zuna's leadoff walk in the second inning. It's good when you can be disappointed by a complete game shutout, Braves left fielder Todd Cunningham said. Obviously, everybody was behind him. Fortunately, Cunningham was behind Miller to secure Giancarlo Stanton's drive to left center field wall in the 7th inning. Miller displayed his aggressive bravado 3 innings earlier when he used 3 90-mile-per-hour fastballs to record a 3-pitch strikeout of Stanton. All right, fans, it's time to go to the 7-minute stretch. When we do come back, you have your chance, 516-666-9990, or enter our tournament at www.blogtalkradio.com/InsideMLB with your guesses from the random part of the day. It's time for Taking After the Ball. Back on Inside MLB, and now it's time for Say Something. And if I had to say something about the show today, it would be that Shelby Miller, pretty close to a one hit, or actually two hits, after beating Gordon Sheffield single, but he let up with two outs in the ninth inning, so well pitched game for Shelby Miller. Just one out away from the 26 outs they got previous to that, from coming up with a no hit. I'd like to thank for the planning and production of MLB Central, also MLB.com, for assisting with the statistics that I used on this show this morning. You can Listeners, please follow MLB Central on Facebook and Twitter at www.blogtalkradio.com/InsideMLB. Along with listeners, thank you for tuning in. You can listen to the show tomorrow night from 6:30 to 7 p.m. at www.blogtalkradio.com/InsideMLB. My name is Vincent Vector Martellus. This is Will Macklot, and you can email us at www.InsideMLB123@gmail.com. Thank you for tuning in.
Nobody without telling me. Sunglasses in Advil. Last night was mad real. Sun coming up 5 a.m. I wonder if they got cash still. Think about the girl and all